Crazy. Look, all this coronavirus news is, to me, the quarterback news.
So here's the thing.
Here's a coronavirus will come and go.
Right.
This quarterback situation, that is long-term repercussions.
Okay, but here's the thing. What are you referring to? Are you referring about Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay?
Okay, you got Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. You got Teddy Bridgewater going to Carolina.
Yeah.
You got Cam Newton, who basically
lost his job.
Well, no, he says he didn't like that they signed Teddy Bridgewater, and they said, "Oh yeah, by the way, you're free to look for a trade."
Oh, that's what happened. I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Who was the quarterback at Carolina before when Cam was hurt last year? Was it not Nick Foles who just went?
No, they had a backup. Who was their backup? Was
it Matt Moore? I thought that Cam was done.
Matt Moore?
They were going to keep whoever was there. So they brought in Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy Bridgewater from the Saints. And then you got Nick Foles going to...
Who is it?
The Bears.
Yeah.
Then you got Phillip Rivers going to the Colts.
That's kind of funny.
That is funny because really, Phillip Rivers should retire. I was never a big Phillip Rivers fan. I always think the way he throws the ball to me is a little off. Have you watched him throw the ball?
Listen,
he doesn't use his elbow.
I saw Philip Rivers in college because he played against Florida State, and I didn't like him then. I gave him some credit recently because he's lasted so long. He's been a decent quarterback. He's not a great quarterback.
He's a decent quarterback. You're going to get what you get with that. Look, what has San Diego done since he's been quarterback? Nothing.
No.
He's not going to win it for you. He may not lose it for you, but he's not going to win it for you.
Here's the thing. The Colts go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, and they're going to now start the merry-go-round?
Yeah. Because he's not going to last there.
He's got 2 years max.
Yeah. And then, of course, Drew Brees signed a two-year extension.
2 more years.
Okay. No,
you're so happy about that.
No, I am not. I'm not. Here's the thing. Tom Brady signed with the Bucs.
Yes.
Drew Brees does not want to retire. As long as Tom Brady is playing, because they are both fighting for the records.
Mm.
Here's what I'm hoping. So Teddy Bridgewater's gone.
Right.
Taysom Hill becomes the backup.
Yes.
I'm hoping that these next 2 years are grooming to, and the Saints have already said this. The Saints have said they're grooming Taysom Hill for the starter. Okay. I'm hoping that this next year, of his 2 year extension, he's the backup. The second year, I'm hoping Drew steps down and lets Taysom Hill be the starter. And Drew is like helping him in the side. It's still under contract, but helping him. Because to me, Taysom Hill right now is my favorite player in the NFL. If Taysom Hill left, I was going to be a fan of whatever team Taysom Hill is playing for. I like Taysom Hill. Just like I liked Peyton Manning. I was a fan of wherever he played.
Right.
I'm a Peyton Manning fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Taysom Hill fan. I hope that Taysom Hill becomes a starter of the Saints.
Okay, I'm going to take you off point a second. Tim Tebow.
I like Tim Tebow.
You like Tim Tebow?
I liked him.
I hated that.
Oh.
That condescending, arrogant prima donna. Because here's the deal. If he was as good a person as he says he is, and if he was meant to play football, he would have stayed in the league and played doing whatever was necessary to stay in the game.
Yeah.
He could have been doing what Taysom Hill is doing now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I definitely, because he could have been. In fact, a lot of people compare Taysom Hill to Tebow.
Right.
But they say Taysom Hill has got a better arm.
Wow. Just about everybody's got a better arm.
Well, I'll give you that. The reason I liked Tebow is because he was a hard worker.
True.
Now, I didn't like it. Again, I did not like it when he refused to play another position.
Right.
I did not like it that he said quarterback or nothing. That, to me, I was like, well, if you want to play, you're going to play.
Right. That was probably where it turned for me. I didn't. Because, you know, here's the thing. If he had played at my college, I probably would love him. But he played at Florida. I'm a Florida State guy. So that was one strike against him. And I actually was rooting for him until he did that. And I'm like, dude,
yeah.
Play in the league.
I kind of feel the same way. Right.
And then this whole baseball thing. I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea how hard it is to play professional sports. But if you're in the minor leagues in baseball, when you could have stayed in NFL, granted, another position, I mean, that's much more testimony than whatever stuff you're doing now.
Yeah.
But you're right. Taysom Hill, I like him. I like him a lot, and I hope he does well.
I wish he would have stayed in the NFL. I really do. Hmm. Even as something else, because if he could have got on the field, he's a good athlete.
Yes. He could be scoring 1 yard touchdowns every single week.
You know what I like about Tim Tebow? I like, you ever watch, you probably don't get to watch the Saints as much as I do because they're a local team.
Right.
But Tim Tebow, Taysom Hill, when Taysom Hill gets the ball, he is like the happiest person in the world. He loves it. He loves doing whatever they tell him to do. He's having fun. Every time we touch the ball, he's got a smile on his face. He loves it.
So Taysom Hill, the way I see him is he's us with talent. Because if I could play, every time I touch the ball, I would be like, yeah, tell me whatever you need me to do, I will do.
Yeah. And he's happy to be on the field. He's happy to be contributing to the team. He's listed as a third string quarterback, but he lined up as wide receiver and tight end
more than first stringers.
Yeah. And I love Taysom Hill because I saw an interview and they said, hey, if somebody asked you, what position do you play? What do you say? And you know what he said?
Football player?
Quarterback.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah, he does that because he's technically his third string quarterback.
All right.
He says, I say quarterback. And they said, but you don't line up as quarterback. He said, I'm on the roster of quarterbacks, so I got to say I'm a quarterback.
That's actually pretty. Hey, that's right. That's how I'm listed.
I like Taysom Hill. You know, I don't buy jerseys. I do have a Drew Brees jersey because my father bought one for me for the Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
But look,
one that he stole from Peyton Manning?
Yeah, that was an awesome game, by the way. Best game in NFL history. I would buy a Taysom Hill jersey. In fact, I think I might because I am that much a fan of Taysom Hill.
Hmm.
I love it. And
all right.
I can only hope. So what do you think about the 17-game season?
I don't know. There's a part of me that doesn't care.
One less preseason week. Is that what I read right?
I didn't read it because I don't care.
So one less preseason. So preseason goes from 4 to 3.
Because who watches preseason anyway?
Nobody.
So now
you have one more meaningful game.
Right.
That won't be this year. It'll be next year.
I don't care. But here's the thing. There were supposed to be some other changes that went along with that. Like, weren't there supposed to be like an extra team getting into the playoffs for each
league? That's going
to
happen. They approved that.
Okay. So I'm fine with that. I'm fine. Here's what I'm fine with. I'm fine with expanding the playoffs because I like for the top team to get a bye. How many teams get byes now? 4? 6?
2.
Okay. The top 2?
number one and number two seed from each division.
Okay.
AFC and NFC.
All right.
But on the new rules, only the number one seed would get a bye.
Okay, I like that, because here's the thing. There were many times where I think that the way that the schedule is, because here's the thing. If New England didn't get a bye every year that they won the Super Bowl, I don't think they'd be Super Bowl champs every year. No, you know, because a lot of times they were as the two seed with a bye. Right?
Yeah.
I think only the one seed should get a bye, or nobody gets a bye. If you are going to be the best team, you play every week like everybody else, and the best team wins every week. I don't like the bye system.
If anything, I do like, if you're number one, you should be rewarded in some way.
Okay. Yes, true. And that's why I say either have the top seed give them a bye, or give nobody a bye. But don't give two or four or eight teams bye. That's.
Yeah, I definitely don't like that many byes. I do like, of course, you get home game. Even if you don't get a bye, you'll get a home game.
Yeah, that should be fine.
One thing I never liked that NFC North, South, West, East, if you're finishing your division number one, you're 1, 2, 3, 4. Because a wild card usually has a better record than some of the division winners.
Right.
And they have to travel. I wish they would change it to just the best record.
Yes. Yeah, because the divisions are warped.
Yeah. I
mean, some like divisions
the
are
NFC,
better than
NFC East with the Cowboys, the Eagles. Every year, they battle to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, you get in with 8-8.
Yeah, none of them want to make the playoffs. They're like, I don't want to make it. And they host a playoff game. That should not be.
Right. That shouldn't be. The best, they should be ranked by records.
Yes.
Because here's the thing.
It's the best. If there's six teams in the playoff, it's the best six records. I don't care if you don't have an NFC East representative. It's the best six records should be in the playoffs.
Well, no, I do think that, I mean, one, I think they should either do away with the divisions or redo them.
Yes.
Because there should be something said to winning your division, just like in college basketball, there should be something to winning your tournament.
But it shouldn't necessarily be a four seed. You can still be six seed even if you're winning.
The seed should be dead. Once you get the playoffs, then you're seeded.
Yeah.
Like the NCAA, you're seeded, not based on your tournament wins or whatever. You're seeded by your record and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, some things have to change. But
I didn't like that a number four seed is a higher seed than number six, but the six seed has a better record than the four seed. I'm fine with the division winner winning a playoff spot, but if they got a bad record, they should be the six seed, not the fourth seed.
Right. Because here's the thing. You don't want maybe your second best team ousted because they didn't win the division and a playoff, the wild card?
Yeah.
Gets a better shot in the playoffs than they do. That's the thing.
That's why I don't necessarily like a division winner getting a playoff seed, because you've got other divisions that are strong that have better records, but yet they can't get a wild card berth. They're out of the playoffs, but yet the number four seed has a worse record and they're out of the playoffs.
Although with this logic, the New York Giants wouldn't have won their two Super Bowls, right?
Your Giants.
Eli Manning wouldn't have two Super Bowl rings over Tom Brady.
You realize that if the New York Giants had a decent quarterback, we would have seen a dynasty in New York. They only won two. People say, oh, Eli's got two rings. I say, yeah, New York only has two rings because of Eli Manning. If they had a better quarterback, they'd have five or six.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Oh, they had solid teams. Their weak link was Eli Manning.
Their weak link was coaching.
It was also a weak link. But Eli Manning,
Eli Manning's
he was
a decent
step
quarterback.
Up from Jake DeLome.
But it was a step up. But here's the thing. Their coaching was horrible. They had no game plan. They were too predictable. and they did not solidify more than one or two weapons every year. They didn't, you know, what was it, the last 5 years he's been throwing to, outside of Odell Beckham, he was throwing to a lot of no-name receivers. But here's the problem. What they did was they tried to model some of their stuff off of the New England model, where Tom Brady would throw to nobody. But that was a much better system than the New York system.
My nobodies are better than your nobodies. Okay. Right. Here's the issue. And I never liked it. Well, Tom Brady's an example. He could have made much more money. He took less money to be able to pay people around him because he wants to win.
Right.
I love that trait. I love that about Tom Brady. He wants to win. I don't like it. And New Orleans, to me, is a great example. How much money New Orleans pays Drew Brees. We can't pay anybody else. Look at our defense. Our defense is terrible. We can't pay people.
You paid for Bounty Gate. How did you afford that? Gate.
Come on. That was made up. But when a team pays too much for one position, you don't have money to pay other players. As an example, let's say me, my wife, my two kids, we want to go out to dinner. Okay. And I have $100 to go out to dinner.
Well, that's a lie, but let's go with it.
Just for round numbers.
Okay.
Okay. And I order
rounding down
and I order a $97 entree. Okay. And I tell them, okay, y'all can split that $3 among yourselves because I spent 97% of our money. That's what they do with the quarterbacks. They pay the quarterback so much money, they can't pay anybody else.
Yeah. Well, that's ridiculous. That's the way the league is made now.
Tom Brady knows that. He took less money. He could have made a lot more money, but he will go down as one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history because of how many Super Bowls he won.
Right.
Not how much money he made.
And not how much talent he has.
Yeah, because you might not be as good a quarterback, but if you can pay a bunch of players as a team, because football is a team sport, if you don't take all the money for yourself and you have a team around you, you could win more. As an example, look, the Giants won two Super Bowls. With Eli Manning because of the team, not because of Eli Manning.
Well, the defense.
The defense, right, the defense.
Yep.
Oh.
All right, we should probably tell people. Because I'm recording, by the way. So
This is NFL nuts.
Wait a minute. There's a show on our Sports Nuts. Is that? I haven't seen. God, I haven't listened to them. So we are back. This is Pod Nuts Pro, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Not the new ESPN. The new normal. Marvin and Matt, Eminem, on your sports radio. And obviously we got sidetracked, but every now and then you need to do that. So.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Eminem, I want to tell you, I bought some personalized Eminems for us.
Really?
And I meant to send you a pack. Yeah. I put Eminem on all of them. I meant to send you a pack.
You put Eminem on all of them?
Yeah.
They didn't come that way?
No, I specially ordered these.
Okay. Do they have our faces on them? Like
no, just M and M, but one M is for you and one M is for me.
Okay. I'd love to see those.
Yeah.
I'll post them as soon as I get them. All right. I forgot what we were going to do. I went and turned the air down.
That's step one. So we're good there.
We were going to talk Florida man versus the world, but
okay.
You don't think that there's any good Louisiana man stories?
There's nobody crazy in Louisiana, as far as I know.
Except for, you guys have those alligator people. What's that show that's on?
It's all your show.
The alligator hunting. The wife used to watch it.
I never watched those shows. I think I know what you're talking about.
All right.
Swamp People?
Yes.
Okay. I never watched those shows, but I do have a client that is in the alligator business.
Mm-hmm.
they have an alligator farm, and they take the skins and they send them actually out to Europe. Hermes. You ever heard of Hermes?
No, I'm not an elegant shopper.
It's Hermes. They send out the alligator skins to Hermes, some big fashion house in Europe, and they use alligator skins from here, from around here.
All right. I'll take your word for that.
You should, because it's, without any looking, fact-checking, it's 100% true.
Let me do this. Let me go to email. That was, I think, something I wanted to do. Let me go to email.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
We haven't done email in a while. So first, let's see. Oh, today's email. This is why I wanted to go to Florida Man. So today's email was, I got something from, oh, where'd it go? Da, 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 da. Chris sent me an email with a Texas Man story. And this is relevant because it is about coronavirus. So the link is Texas Man Arrested. Lied social media posts testing positive coronavirus. So that was the link he sent me. So when I open the link, so we go. So in Tyler County, Texas, the man was arrested for alleged bogus post. And so it's a 23-year-old kid.
Are you a kid at 23? No. I know we're old now. Are we old enough to we call 23-year-olds kids?
I don't know, boomer. So Michael Lane Brandon of Woodville was arrested and charged with a Class A misdemeanor, false alarm or report. The press release stated that the sheriff's office received multiple reports of a Facebook post that stated a person in Tyler County had tested positive for COVID-19 on March 13th. During the investigation, TCSO deputies learned that Brandon made the post, made contact with him. He allegedly told authorities that he made the post as a social experiment. In a comment on the post, Brandon advised that he was informed by medical professionals in Tyler County that the virus had become airborne. Brandon advised deputies his post was to make a point that you cannot believe everything you view online. So according to Texas Penal Code 42.06, false alarm or report states a person commits an offense if the person knowingly communicates a report of an emergency that he knows is false or baseless and that would ordinarily cause action by an official or volunteer agency organized to deal with the emergencies.
Wow.
So.
Interesting.
So that was what sent to me by email. So, of course, I started looking for Florida Man story to combat that, and I have two.
Of course you do, because let me tell you what, I think these Florida people are crazy.
So in Florida, Cape Coral police arrested a man who they found battering a pregnant woman. He thought,
oh, a battering, like you're gonna fry her, like in a flour with water battering?
No, not that okay. Kind of battering.
Not that kind, okay.
Battering a pregnant woman he thought had the novel coronavirus. Joseph Corey Newell, age 24, so another kid, of Fort Myers, was arrested and charged Tuesday with aggravated battery, knowing the victim was pregnant. So, let me see. As police searched the building, they could hear yelling and grunting and found Newell
grunting?
Straddling the victim.
Grunting?
He appeared to have his arms and hands around the victim's neck. Appeared.
Yeah. They didn't want to commit on that. They don't want to commit. It just appeared right. That way.
So police pulled Newell off the woman, but they had difficulty handcuffing him because of his level of intoxication. Newell started rambling about the COVID-19 and started banging his head against the cement floor.
Wow. I wonder what he was trying to accomplish.
Newell was
taken
into custody, and the woman told police that they had been sitting outside for 40 minutes when Newell started punching and choking her. So wow. They were having a good old time. The woman said she was 6 months pregnant and that Newell knew she was pregnant. A few days before, the woman said she and Newell had a separate altercation, so this was take two, where he accused her of catching COVID-19, he lost his temper, and began punching and choking her.
So, Cape Coral, so do you go down there at all?
So Cape Coral is on the other side near Tampa.
Yeah.
I pass it all the time.
It's south of Miami, right? A little bit south of Miami?
Oh, that Cape Coral. I don't know. Yeah. There's
how many
two
Cape Corals are there in Miami, in Florida?
There's a couple.
Really? That's confusing for the Postal Service.
Yeah, there is.
Because they got the Coral Castle. Have you heard of the Coral Castle?
Cape Coral, the actual Cape Coral is, it's near Fort Myers. It's actually southwest of Fort Myers.
Okay.
So you might be thinking of Coral Gables. That's Miami. There's a lot of corals.
Okay, so where's the Coral Castle?
Coral Castle, I believe, is... that's not near us either. That is,
I know it's south of Miami, the Coral Castle. Because when I went to Key West last summer, I was actually driving
You're talking about
toward
the Coral Castle Museum.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. That's in Miami.
Yeah, well, south of Miami, yeah. Have you ever been there?
No, I've not been there.
There's so many things that you don't do for a Floridian that I'm curious.
Because we wait for visitors to come down to do all that stuff.
I mean, you don't go to Disney World. You don't go to Coral Castle.
I would if we had people would announce to me that they're coming. We would set up these visits. We used to do stuff all the time. There's Lion Country Safari. There's the Breakers. There's the Ford Estates. There's the beach. I don't go to the beach unless a visitor comes down. There's Orlando, there's SeaWorld, there's St. Augustine. We do a ton of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you say you do a bunch. There is a bunch of stuff, but you don't do it.
Because there's so much. I can't spend every weekend going to Florida attractions.
Keep going. Okay.
You realize Florida's a big state.
As a resident, you probably get this stuff for like very cheap because I know Florida loves their Florida resident discounts.
Yeah. Florida's a big state. You realize Florida's huge, right?
But you're not far from you might be far from Orlando, but you're not far from Coral Castle.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half.
That's not far.
Well, that's with no traffic. With traffic, it's probably three. I don't go to Miami.
Well, you can bypass Miami. You can take. You don't have to go through it.
You can't bypass Miami. You go through the Everglades. What's wrong with you? Have you looked at a map of Florida? there's two roads that go north and south. There's I-95.
Yeah, there's one that's to the west of Miami. You don't have to go through Miami.
There's
city.
I-95 and US 1. Those are the two main roads going north.
Not US 1. I'm talking. Because when I went from Key West to go up to your area,
that's US 1.
That is US 1. I didn't go through Miami proper. I mean, I went around it.
Well, that's 95. Okay, are you talking about when you came into Hollywood?
Hollywood.
You got on I-95 and you got off at Commercial Boulevard and we're basically one block off of 95.
Yeah.
Okay, my life is built on the corridor of I-95.
I'm thinking 27 and 997.
Okay, nobody travels 27.
But it's all the way on the outskirts?
No, that's like the middle of the state. There's nothing in the middle of the state except for Everglades and Pahokee. And
that's not quite the middle of the state. It's just outside of Miami.
It goes to the look at where 27 goes. It goes up to Lake Okeechobee, which is in the middle of the state.
I'm talking about just for you to get around Miami.
Yeah, but there's nothing out there. It's the Everglades out there. You don't go to the Everglades.
But there'd be no traffic.
Unless you want to do the airboat and the alligator show, which
Yes. Have you done that?
Yeah, I've done that twice.
I'd like to do that. See? I mean, I know we're in a swamp. But you know, I've never been on an airboat, even though I live in the middle of the swamp country.
Yeah, but our airboats are better.
They are. I will give you that.
So, see, there you go.
I'll take you
to see alligator wrestling. I'll take you to see the Seminole Casino. I'll take you on Seminole land. You can buy cheap bourbon and cigarettes.
Oh, I don't know if I want cheap bourbon.
Tax free.
I want good bourbon.
Tax free.
I do. Look, I love Florida. I love Key West. I love, you know, CompTIA is, oh, I know we talked about it. CompTIA is outside of Miami this August.
When you say outside of Miami, what do you mean?
I mean, at the right. And no, it's at that. It's, maybe it's in Miami.
Yeah.
It's right outside the Aventura Mall, whatever that Hilton is.
That's
with the water park and the hotel.
It's a horrible place to go to.
What? What?
Traffic is horrible around Aventura.
It wasn't that bad when I was there.
When were you there? December 24th?
When I visited you.
Yeah. Aventura is horrible.
My daughter loves that mall, by the way. She wants to go back. She wants me to go to the CompTIA conference.
You got to have Matt Rainey
right there.
Aventura Mall. Yeah, it's basically across the Intracoastal from the beach. Okay, so you're not talking this year, because this year it's in Vegas. So you're talking about 2021?
No, I thought 2020 was in Aventura.
I'm looking right now. CompTIA Channel Con, August 5th and 7th, is at the Bellagio Hotel in Vegas.
Come on now.
I'm on the website.
You're on the wrong website.
CompTIA Channel Con Vegas.
What year are you looking at?
It doesn't say the year.
Yeah, you're on the wrong website.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Look in the chat. Look in the chat. I'm going to send you
reserve your room by Monday, July. Is this last year's?
Yeah, that's last year.
Why don't they update it?
It is updated. You're just not Google fooing correctly.
Google foo. Listen, I de-Googled my life.
All right, so
I'm on DuckDuckGo.
CompTIA. Are you really?
Yes.
DuckDuckGo? Oh, that's why you're getting outdated results. Okay, so August 3rd to August 5th, Aventura, Florida, JW Marriott, Miami Turnberry.
Oh, the JW.
I sent you a link in the chat.
That's not far from...
It's right across from the Aventura Mall.
Yeah, and it's not far from where you came for the one 2 years ago.
Yeah, right there. Years ago, last year. Okay. Was it last year or two years ago? Last summer. Yeah, my daughter loves the Aventura Mall. My daughter loves Miami. I'm not one for all the service, because they're big on service industry where they want to do everything for a tip.
Of course.
Right? I don't like that, but my daughter loves it. My younger daughter loves it. She thought it was all great because mainly she doesn't pay for it, but she loves it. I'm just not sure if I'm going to go to CompTIA. The reason I would go to CompTIA is because I could probably hang out with you and Kim and maybe head down to Key West for a little while. That would be the reason I would go to CompTIA.
You know, Key West is almost 4 hours from there.
I know. It's like a hop, skip, and a jump.
No.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Here we go.
Four hours.
So August...
4 hours. Is it 4 hours?
Yes.
But it only seems like an hour.
No, not until you get on the 7 mile bridge.
I know, it's all scenic. That's all like, you're already on vacation because you're in the Keys.
Man, when was the last time you were in the Keys?
Last year.
Did you go for festival week?
No, apparently not.
Yeah, I don't.
I love Key West. I love Key West. It was awesome.
Well, we'll have to figure something out because I do have to. When I first met the wife, we went to the Keys. Well, let me rephrase that. So I went about halfway down. I forget which key it was and met
Key Largo.
Yeah, I went to Key Largo. We stayed there. And then I had to come back to work. And then she went to Key West with her friend. And she hated it.
She hated Key West?
Yeah, it's a long story.
She only hated it because you weren't there with her.
I probably shouldn't have brought that up.
She only hated it because you weren't there with her.
And then I met her back in Key Largo, and then she keeps saying that we need to make a trip back down there just and, you know, create new memories.
Yeah, you do. I love Key West. I love Key West. And the only problem with Key West is, you know, when I went to visit you, I had my new truck, right? It's a big truck.
Yep.
Driving in Key West with an oversized truck is not the easiest thing in the world. It's built for like toy cars.
You mean what are those tiny cars? The Coopers. It's built for Mini Coopers.
Yeah, it's built for that. And I'm driving around with a huge oversized truck and it's not that easy, but we did it, you know. But yeah, I love Key West. I think it's not great if you want a sandy beach, but I like the area. There's some rum distillery. That's great. There's things to do. I like it overall. It was worth the drive. For me, it was 17 and a half hour drive from where I live. Quite a drive.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to go back and look at email because that's what I started to
do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you said we had email.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, and what they are, basically they're all people sending me Florida man stories. So I'm trying to go back.
Is this being recorded for a pod that's pro? I don't think we talked about any tech.
It's being recorded.
You need to release this as just like a bonus show.
It will be.
Caution, no tech.
Who else wrote me? Here's a Reddit Florida man. Here's somebody who wrote me Podnuts 253. Thanks, Marvin. Which one was 253? Okay. Was that the last show?
I can look it up really quick. 253. Oh my God. 253. I've only got 252. 252 was live with Domotes. Domotes?
Yep, Domotes, yep.
That was 252.
That was 252. So 253 was your This Is Personal. Okay.
Oh, that's why it's not shown on my podcast, because it's
because you already listened to it.
I can look, I'm going back to the ones that I did listen to. 227.
All right. So I'm not going to say the full name. That was from a William. William, you're welcome. Not sure what you mean by thank you, but you're welcome. Let's see.
It's nice when they email you, though. Even if it's just a thank you, it's nice.
Sometimes all I need is a thank you, just to know that people are listening.
Right.
Since you're not. Jason Miller. Oh, I can't read that one.
Is it vulgar?
No, we've got a project we're working on, and that's not for the show.
So 251, a good copy.
Here's story. One. Florida man pretended to be member of Wu-Tang Clan in fraud scheme. Florida man who manages ice rink for kids caught on video putting phone camera under teen girl's skirt. Okay, that's probably not appropriate.
Yeah, that's probably pretty common. Unfortunately.
not just for Florida man.
Yeah, right.
Let's see, what other emails? I thought there were some good emails. I probably just responded to them and moved them on.
Oh, we gotta come up with something tech related.
Well, we didn't talk about anything tech related. We got stuck on football.
Let me look at my tickets. I gotta go to my tickets if I find something. The thing is, look, to be honest, lately, since I think the turning point for me was probably the conference, I go to work, I come home, and I try and put tech out of my mind when I'm not at work. For me, it's just, I'm trying to.
Well, and to be fair, I've been out of it for a few weeks, even though I've put out podcasts. It's, you know, working, doing the podcast, going home to take care of Kim. It was rough. And just like you, I was so busy doing Windows 10 upgrades. And I mean, not that there was, you know, grueling work. I mean, it's not, you know, what we do isn't like, you know, we're not digging ditches and, you know, working really super hard to where we're sweating and coming home that tired. But mentally, you know, it's mentally draining sometimes to talk to customers about some things.
Yeah. And I've dug ditches before, literally. That's hard work. But sometimes I think I'd rather dig a ditch and talk to somebody about their computer again right now. I just need a break from computers. And it's not just podcasts. I haven't watched TV. I haven't done a lot of things I normally do in the past 6 months. But you really need to watch. I need to, and I haven't watched. I haven't watched Picard either, and I was so looking forward to it, and I have not watched it because I haven't had time.
I, you know what? I probably could have watched it. I didn't watch TV a lot in the last 5 weeks.
My DVR on Hulu is so full. I'm like, I should just not worry about it because I have just so much backlog. I don't know where I'm supposed to watch it.
Okay, here we go. Tech, how is your cord cutting going?
Cord cut. So I did cord cut, but I'm on. Okay, so I subscribe to all kinds of stuff. Hulu Live, Netflix,
Amazon Prime,
Philo.
Okay.
CBS All Access.
Oh, why did we do that? Oh, because of Picard.
Yeah, and Discovery. I do like it because it's great. I don't like paying the bill, and I don't miss anything on my cord cutting. There's nothing that I want to watch that I can't watch, even though I don't have a subscription anymore. With Hulu Live, I get all the local live channels. I get all the sports I want to watch. In fact, I get more channels now than I did with DirecTV. Speaking of DirecTV, did you see what DirecTV said they announced a few weeks ago?
About what?
They said that they were no longer pursuing the satellite dish market.
Really?
Yes. They were basically telling people we're not going to... There was some deadline they had.
Okay, like so they're not going to sell dish?
No, they're... Well, DirecTV.
Well, yes. Which one?
They said...
Oh, okay. DirecTV versus Dish is what you're saying. Right. So that
DirecTV said... I saw some press release that said they are not promoting their satellite Dish service anymore. And they're going to phase it out over the next couple of years.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that means, really.
So before, you know, you see... You probably drive through your neighborhood. You see those DirecTV satellite dishes everywhere.
Right.
They're getting rid of that. They're not promoting anymore, and they want people to get off of it.
Well, who wants the dish on their roof when you can get everything? If you've got a good internet connection, that's what they should be selling, is good internet connection.
That's what they're going to move to, because the press conference talked about how the satellite dish was meant for people in remote areas, but that it caught on for people even in cities with other options. But
That was back when you couldn't get all your channels over cable.
Yeah. So they're phasing it out. They're getting rid of it. So
the Comcast is killing that, because if you turn on your Comcast box now, you get all the apps through Comcast. So that's what Comcast is going to buy one of these companies soon.
So I don't have any long. I mean, I have all those services and I can watch everything. Now, you know what I did recently? My home phone, I used to have a home phone with Cox a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I canceled Cox, I changed my home phone to Vonage.
Okay.
And I just ignored it. But I looked at it, and Vonage has charged me like almost $40 a month. So what I did this past week is I wanted to transfer it to a Google Voice number. But you can't go from Vonage to Google Voice directly.
Meaning you can't transfer the number?
No, not directly. So what you have to do is you have to transfer Vonage to a mobile carrier. So I had an old iPhone, and I went to AT&T, and I got a prepaid $15 activation, $10. I got the minimum $10 a month prepaid card. And I transferred the number to that.
Okay.
And now that I have it on that, I can pay $20 and transfer it to Google Voice. Then it'll be free. So I'm getting rid of Vonage, or already got rid of Vonage. And I'll even get that to Google Voice, just not to lose the number. I've had it for 20 years. And if I give you that number, it's because I want you to have a valid number, but I don't care to answer the phone. So that's what my home phone number is for.
So my home phone I actually just redid it, and I'm paying $8 a month. Oh, actually, that got, I got rolled over. I didn't do it in time. So I was paying $8 a month. Now I'm paying $27.39.
Who's that with?
PhonePower.com.
Phone Power.
Yeah, this was some company I found years ago, and I got in with this $8 a month plan when I cut the physical phone cord and went to internet. So I need to switch that.
Phone Power.
Yeah, you don't
want to. That's a funny sounding name, I've got to tell you.
But what they do is if you pay for the year in advance, it's $8.33 a month.
Yeah, and that's how most people get you, because they want you to forget about it.
Forget about it.
Pay normal prices.
Yep.
And see, every time I sign up for something, if it's, you know, XM radio or something, I always put a reminder in my calendar to cancel it, or at least a call and complain that I don't want to pay that much. So that's just like Vonage. It's just another.
Yeah, they're all the same.
So you could probably port that to. If you want to keep the number, you probably can't go. You can't go from VoIP to Google Voice directly, though. You got to go from a VoIP.
Okay, VoIP but to, what benefits are you going to get out of Google Voice?
I don't pay monthly for it.
Is it still free?
Yeah. So what you do is you go. I just created an email account for my, you know, whatever it is. You know, you could. I created a Gmail account just. To be able to sign up for Google Voice. So I got a Google Voice number, but you don't care about that number. As long as, and then later on you go into that Google Voice and you port it. So now that it's in AT&T, I can go fill out a form on Google Voice and port my number from AT&T to Google Voice. It'll replace the number that Google Voice gave me, which I don't care about, that has got it. And now that number will be Google Voice and it'll be free. But I can still access it.
Yeah, but I'm still want to de-Google my life. So,
So here's the thing: if right now it's on AT&T prepaid card, I could leave it there. The thing is that you got to put at least $10 a month on your prepaid card.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out after I signed up is that $10 expires after a month. So on this prepaid, they don't last forever. They last 30 days. So every 30 days, I've got to set a reminder to go put more money.
Okay, well, that's no fun.
Well, okay, so
why don't we put out a call to everybody? So anybody that's still listening to this show, this non-tech show, what are similar services to Google Voice where you can get a free number? Or close to free, because I don't think there's really truly free anymore.
Well, I can transfer my number to Google Voice for free. Well, I pay $20 for the port, but after that, it's free. You just pay $20 for the port. Now I could leave it on AT&T.
Well, then what's wrong with doing that?
Okay, so here's the two options: AT&T prepaid. Okay, I can sign up for a plan that's $35 a month. And just have a plan.
Right.
Limited text and whatever. I could do prepaid auto pay and they'll charge me $25 a month.
Wait a minute. Are we still talking about Google Voice?
No, it's AT&T.
Oh, AT&T. Okay.
Or if I do it month to month, I have to set a reminder to go put $10 a month in my AT&T prepaid card. Because the minimum amount you can choose on AT&T prepaid auto draft is $25. I don't want to pay $25, but I will go add $10 every month. Even if I kept it on AT&T prepaid card, I would go down to $10 from $40. So I'm still saving $30 a month.
Okay. That just doesn't sound right to me. That sounds like a money store in a poor neighborhood where they just, you know, prepaid card.
Yeah. I don't want to pay 25, but I just did it temporarily to be able to transfer to Google Voice. So I won't need to pay $10 a month again. I'm just going to pay $20 to Google Voice to port the number to them. Then it'll be free.
All right. Well, I'm going to still put the question out there. Anybody that knows the cheapest... Here's... Now I remember. The reason I went to this company, Phone Power. So, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I had a phone system at the house. It was the wireless phone system, you know, where you would get the system and it would, one base would plug into the wall, but all the other phones were cordless. And I had two lines, and Phone Power has it to where you could actually split the number between the two lines so that if you're on the phone, instead of having it do call waiting, line two would ring if somebody else called in. And so somebody else could pick up another phone and it would be like a two-line phone because the reason I did it for the business first. And then I switched the home over to it. And that's how I ran a two-line business with that system at Phone Power.
I see.
By paying for one number, but it would ring on two separate lines. That's
as long as they called the second number. If they called the number.
No, it was one number.
Oh.
But it would split into two lines.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's why I did it. So that was, and they still do it, but I don't care now.
Well, that's pretty cool, though.
Because I don't use those types of phones anymore.
Where was this stuff when we were 15, right? It was just always busy.
I watched a comedian talk about that the other day on, just because now Jim Rome hasn't been on. Which is why I paid for Hulu Live here at the office. So I've been flipping back and forth between YouTube and stuff. So there was a comedian who was talking about, things about, kids now, the things that, they didn't have to put up with or they don't have to put up with that we did. And the guy talked about, the fact of he was trying to call somebody and would get the, busy signal and talked about, before there was no call waiting. And the kids were like, oh, how did you survive? What about cell phones? And he said, cell phone was having a long cord that you could take from the kitchen into the living room.
The kitchen always had the long cord.
Yeah.
Remember, you could pay more, whatever the fee was, to have it continue calling until it got through?
Yes.
And then your phone would ring and theirs would ring. And then you'd click, yeah. You'd be like, who did I call? An hour later, your phone's ringing.
Oh my goodness.
I loved it. And I don't know if it worked everywhere, but on my phone at home, we discovered that there's a way to call yourself. So let's just say your number was 987-6543. Okay, 987. We found that if you took the second number, 987, and dialed 977-653, you would get a tone, you'd hang up, and then your phone would ring. So you basically would call yourself. So if you pick up, you would just hear nothing.
It was a way
to force your own phone to ring.
Right. I think that was how we used to test if a phone was working.
Yeah, we used to all the time and mess with our parents. We would do it and then hang up and they'd answer, hello, hello, hello. And they never caught on. It was pretty funny.
God, the stuff we grew up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rotary dial.
I tell my kids all the time, I'm so glad they didn't have social media and cell phones when I was a kid. I would not have survived. If my parents could track me and I was tied to a cell phone back then, that would have been the worst thing ever. I loved it back then, the freedom. You leave in the morning, especially summer vacation, you leave in the morning, you're just home for dinner.
Or before the streetlights come on.
Yeah, yeah. It had no clue where you were.
So, okay. I probably shouldn't say this. So I don't know if you know. So my sister moved down to South Florida.
Wait, well, she was in...
So first she was in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Then she moved to Daytona. And that was when I made the mistake of not knowing who she worked for, and I said she was the vice president
of something. Yeah, vice president of something.
It was Easter Seals, by the way. So, of course, Easter Seals had a political uprising and got a new director, and so she had to find another job, and so she found one down here. Oh, crap. Why don't... It's,
Is that the one I met? Did she go to Chicago?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, my whole family went.
Yeah.
No, D.C. They went to D.C.
D.C., yeah.
So she's working down here now, so she's like 20 minutes away. So my nephew, they had to live with us for like a month because she couldn't get an apartment down here because apparently it's harder to rent an apartment in South Florida than it is to buy.
Okay, I can see that.
The application process was ridiculous, so they stayed with us for a month. So anyway, when they moved into their place, so... My nephew is like a mile away from school. My mom lives 2.5 hours away. She was worried because when he had to go to school, he was going to have to walk.
Really? He had to walk?
Yes.
And from your house to school?
No, from his house, their new house to school was about a mile away.
Okay.
And my sister and I were like dumbfounded and talking to her like, Mom, when we went to school, we had to walk. And she thought nothing of it. Now, it got to the point where we rode the bike and we did all this stuff. But it was like you would have thought that he was going across the world on a boat by himself. She was so fearful of him walking to school.
That's how times have changed.
I'm like,
is it through a neighborhood? Is it through busy streets?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where he goes to school.
So I used to walk to school.
But you walk with all the neighborhood kids. But I guess nobody walks anymore.
No, because now neighborhoods are so spread out. You usually got to go on a big road to get to school. Now, my parents didn't know I walked to school.
They didn't know.
I didn't know.
How did they think you got to school?
Did you miss?
Oh, okay.
Because here's the thing. My house was on one side of the street. The bus stop was in the driveway across the street. So when the bus would come, I'm at the bus stop. And she's looking out the window from the living room. The bus would come. I'm standing there. The bus comes. The bus drives away. And I'm not standing there anymore.
Oh, you did a Jason Bourne on your mom?
So when the bus got between us, we bolt out of view, and then we walked to school. She never knew. It was like 20 years later, we're talking about it, that we told her, we walked to school every day and walked home every day. She didn't know when the bus passed when we got home, but she was only watching when we left.
Right.
We walked to school every day. What? What are we talking about? You rode the bus. I said, no, we only made it appear. We rode the bus if it was raining, yes. But if it wasn't raining, we walked.
Hmm. How far were you from school?
I mean, back then you could cut 3 yards.
Yes,
true. I mean, it might have taken 5-10 minutes to walk to school.
Okay.
I'd beat the bus. Because we could cut through empty lots and yards and I'd get to school. I mean, it was maybe 6 streets over, all residential.
Okay.
So it wasn't bad. But we'd beat the bus and we'd walk home and unless it was raining. And she never knew. She never knew. That's pretty funny.
My mom knew everything because being one of the few blacks in our neighborhood, everything I did got noticed. So we were telling stories the other day. So my sister is 10 years younger than me. And when my parents got divorced, I was responsible for her. So after school, I would have to ride my bike to her school to pick her up, to bring her either home or she would go to football practice or basketball practice with me. The police back then, this is how it was. We weren't allowed to piggyback people on the bicycle. So like I couldn't ride with her on the handlebars, which is what I did.
That's how we got around all the time.
Well, but so I don't know if it was just me or if it was everybody, but so it was a daily game for the police to watch for me as I would drive to pick her up. And then I literally, that's one of the reasons I got really fast, because I was biking so hard, and we would go through all the shortcuts in people's yards, and I would know where to go through where there weren't fences and stuff. It was a race for me to get from, it started out with her daycare, nursery school, and then in her elementary school. And it was every day, it was basically a cat and mouse game for me to pick her up and get back to where I needed to go without being caught by Bicycle Bonnie, was her name.
There was always people on handlebars. That's how it was, right? On the handlebars.
Yeah, handlebars.
We always did that.
Yeah.
Why take two?
And then I got a moped.
Take two bikes when you only need one.
Right. And then I got a moped, and then it was much easier.
Yeah, I would not have one of the, because, you know, my kids, I can track them on the Find My iPhone.
You track your kids? Wow.
Well, we're all on the same thing. They can track me too. They can see where I am.
Okay.
But I can see where they are all the time. And when I was a kid, if my parents knew where I was sometimes, whoo boy, they'd be happy.
Hmm.
I would not have liked it. I tell them all the time, I don't know how y'all live in today's world with all this social media, and I just don't see it. I would not want to grow up in that time frame. And in this time frame.
I don't think I could. There was so much stuff I did.
There's stuff I still can't even say, even on a podcast.
Yeah, there is stuff. Yeah, there's, wow.
Yeah. So let's see. Can we need to have some, that my news, I'm not able to see it, but my news, local news outlets having some kind of emergency press conference. There's talk about them doing a lockdown in the area.
Well, Florida's going to start to do something because we now have the first lawmaker to test positive.
Well, you know, that means business now.
Yeah, you know, first it was Tom Hanks, and you know,
he's all the way out in Australia.
Yeah, but you know, all of a sudden people paid attention. So,
if it can get Tom Hanks, it can get anybody. Yeah.
All right. So, wow, we another hour.
Is this actually a show? I'm just curious.
I probably shouldn't be.
This is one of those ones where you're like the long lost episode because there was.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll save it for a rainy day.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I thought about doing a podcast where you just get on and just talk about whatever, because I like to have podcasts, but just to talk about whatever,
You know, we need that, I think. We should do something like that.
You know, it might be Star Wars one day, just whatever's on your mind.
We can't be too much about Star Wars. I get so much crap about that.
But, you know, if friends get together, they don't have a topic. I don't say, hey, let's hang out Saturday night and we'll talk about whatever. We just get together and talk about whatever.
Hey, you know, so I've thought about doing just an open mic where, hey, Uncle Marv Live, here's a link to hop on. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. That would be cool. Just because it's just hanging out and talking. I mean, yeah, as a general theme, as a bond, there might be a computer question here, but you might just talk about whatever's happening, you know? Like, hey, I watched this really cool Star Wars special. You should check it out.
All right, that I'm going to start working on.
And I know you haven't done any Star Wars shows lately.
No.
But you really need to watch. And I wonder if he's watched the Star Wars special. You should ask him.
Bradford Torrey?
Yeah, Bradford. I wonder if Bradford's watched the Star Wars special.
Well, if he's listening, he'll email right away. So.
Okay, so here's the thing. If somebody has watched the Star Wars special without watching any other Star Wars, if it's their first introduction to Star Wars, they would probably think, why why on earth would anybody watch Star Wars stuff if this is what it's about? That's how bad it is.
Isn't that what people thought of the very first Star Trek in 1979 or whenever it was?
Star Trek or Star Wars? The first ones were both. Okay, whatever you think of those, this is exponentially worse. You can't even fathom how bad this is. That's why you have to watch it.
Is it as bad as Django Unchained?
It's probably one of the worst things I've ever watched.
Or Leonard Part 6?
I haven't watched whatever that is.
You can't, trust me, I can't believe I made it through. Leonard Part 6 was one of the worst movies ever made. By Bill Cosby.
Oh my goodness.
Riding an ostrich. if that gives you a visual.
It does. It does, actually. I can picture that. But ostriches are pretty cool, though.
True, but this wasn't. This movie was.
It took all the best parts of ostriches and made them and sullied them.
It was bad. And it was funny because, you know, Leonard Part 6, you're like, oh, where's 1 through 5? Well, there was.
Like a Star Wars. It's like Star Wars.
It's an episode 4.
For a New Hope.
But it was like, funny. I did see it.
We want the prequels for this, right?
Yeah. And it was funny when they asked him, you know, why in the world would you do that? And he's like, you know how much money they paid me?
Oh, my goodness.
And it's all about the money.
Yeah, probably the director in his mind, episodes 1 through 5, but the technology wasn't there to make episodes 1 through 5, so they started with 6, right? They probably had some high-tech special effects in mind for 1 through 5.
Yeah, well, the fact that they haven't gone back to do that yet leads me to believe that the technology still isn't there.
Wow. To I'm going to look it up now, because now I'm curious.
Yeah,
Leonard, what is it called? Leonard
Part 6.
Leonard Part 6. Part 6. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it sounds interesting.
Of course it sounds interesting.
It's a 1987 American spy parody film.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that just sounds pretty good.
He lived a life of danger as a CIA agent. After retiring, he opened a successful restaurant in San Francisco and is now a millionaire.
Cosby himself denounced and disowned it in the press in the weeks leading up to its release. It is often considered to be one of the worst films ever made. Now I gotta watch it. Okay, I'm going to watch this, but you have to watch the Star Wars.
Okay, so here's what we'll have to do. We'll have to figure out a way we can confirm or pick a night where you watch that and I'll watch this, and we can come back and compare notes.
All right, I'm going to search this on all of my avenues. If I have to, I'll buy it on Amazon or something.
Hey, you know what? You can use that app I told you about months ago, Yidio.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Okay, I am definitely going to put this down. You know what? I'm going to tell my family that I heard this was a great spy movie, and I'm going to get them to sit down and watch it with me and see how long it takes before they bail out. You got to do the same thing with Kim. You got to make Kim watch the Star Wars thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll do that.
Oh my God, this looks, he says it was a terrible mistake.
Oh my God, I gotta watch this.
Okay, here it is, Leonard Part 6, I found it. Oh, it's on all the, it's on all the place, and you have to buy it.
I don't have to buy it?
You do.
I do? It's okay.
So the cheapest, it's $2.99 on Vudu or Fandango now.
Okay.
But you can rent it on iTunes. You can rent it on Amazon.
Okay. I will do that. Leonard Part, I see it on Amazon. okay, $2. Yeah, that's worth $2.
Okay.
How bad can it be? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes, it was at the theater.
And the reviews are all one star.
I went to the theater and watched it.
It's a painful embarrassment. I like that one. I bought this to remember it, but I forgot how incredibly stupid this film is. I don't know how much people were paid, or held that gunpoint to make this film, but they were all underpaid. Okay, so I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it.
All right. Okay.
I'm adding it to my cart right now so I don't forget it.
I'm trying to figure out how on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 9% on the tomato meter, or whatever that is, and a 20% on the audience score. That's too damn high.
Hey, you know, somebody watched it and said, hey, that was pretty good. Oh, my God. I want to compare this to the Star Wars holiday special.
So half the quotes on Rotten Tomatoes are no longer available.
Oh, look, this one's got a 5 stars. 5 stars what? For this Leonard Part 6. And the comment says, swift delivery as advertised. Thank you.
Here we go. Audience reviews. 1 star in 2012, the most absurdly ridiculous, nonsensical, yet non-low-budget film I have seen from the 80s. Here we go.
Oh my God.
2 stars. This movie is bad, all caps. You have to watch it to realize how bad it is.
Okay.
Bill Cosby fights a vegetarian with meat. I forgot that part.
I'm going to have to watch this. Look, 5 stars. So terrible, it's good. 5 stars.
All the critics, they must have pulled their ratings because they were all quote not available, quote not available. Disastrously funny. Quote not available. Quote not available.
Look, there's just
it's like me pulling a podcast. That'll be people rating this podcast.
If you release this, you really gotta have a title of No Tech or something. No Tech Stories. I think, you know, I think if people listen to this point, they're the kind of people who would go watch this movie just to see what it's about.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna watch it. People should watch that and the Star Wars special. The Star Wars special is free.
We should have a watch party.
That would be awesome. At least Star Wars is free. You can watch it on YouTube for free.
That is true. I can do that.
You don't have to pay $2.
Yeah, but your $2 is going towards family entertainment.
Yeah.
I would love to have a camera of your girls like 5 minutes in going, Dad.
I'm going to tell them, look, I'm going to rent this movie and, you know, I'll buy them whatever they want for dinner. And I'll say, but look, you've got to sit here for 85 minutes. And I want us to watch this movie.
I would love to see, the monologue that you do to convince them to watch.
My kids are food motivated. So if I promise them, like if I watch
dinner
like
and a movie,
but the thing is, I'll watch this before dinner and I'll say, if you sit through the whole thing, I'll buy you what you want for dinner.
Oh, that's okay.
If you don't sit through it, you're going to have whatever you can find in the house. If you sit through it, I get you what you want. So it'll cost me $2 plus whatever Cane's chicken fingers is going to cost me.
Do they know who Bill Cosby is?
You know, my older daughter probably does. But my younger daughter has no idea. She's 15. Okay. She probably has no idea.
All right.
And the only reason my older daughter knows is probably because she heard about him in the news
recently. That's what I was going to say, because I don't want it to be spoiled by the fact that they're saying, oh, him? No way.
I don't think they would. I don't think they would. I wouldn't even tell them who was in it, because I'm looking at the screen. He looks young enough to where they may not associate what they've seen in the news recently to what was made, you know, 30 years ago, right? They might not put that together. That's right. Him.
Okay. All right.
Because it was 1987. It was 30. You know.
I'm sorry. I just got sent another Florida man story. Florida man charged with burglary held on $5,000 bond for stealing $1 pack of toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Is that a recent story? Is this,
yes. This was from yesterday.
Okay.
And this guy, he's up in the age. This guy, Safras Shadiq Shakur, age 25, was arrested in Clearwater, Florida.
Clearwater.
After breaking into a neighbor's truck and swiping a six-pack of toilet paper.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder how that's going to become a common story soon.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, let's do this. There's no clear way to end this show gracefully, so.
Let's see. Can we give any kind of computer tip?
I tried to find an email.
Don't you have a stack of emails?
I don't keep them in a stack.
You don't print them out and stack them up?
Well, no. I printed out the Florida man stories today.
All right.
No, I think I've responded to all of them that are relevant. And, that's the copier guy who wrote me. I gotta email him stuff and try to do a show. So a copy vendor listens to the show and loves it. After all our stories.
Okay, yeah, well, that's funny. So is he a good copy tech or a bad copy tech, or does he know the difference?
Okay, I wasn't gonna... Let me put it this way. He's a third generation copy tech.
Oh, I have a copy tech story if you have time for it real quick. Do you deal with sharp multifunction?
I think I have two or three.
Okay. So I had a Sharp copier and I just switched him over to 365. Mm-hmm. Have you had it do that?
Oh, yes. And try to do the scan to email?
Yes.
It sucks.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to give you the rundown, right? You probably did this. You got to put the reply to in brackets, the address, right?
Oh.
And the.
No, not the one I did.
Okay. So the one I did, you had to put the reply to address in the brackets, you know, like the greater than, less than signs.
Okay.
You had to go into scan, send settings, and put the address. There's all kind of hoops you had to go through to get the Sharp copier to scan the email. It was ridiculous. But luckily, after searching countless forums, I found the magic combination of settings to choose. There's some kind of advanced SSL settings where you got to change it from low to medium, put things in brackets. Oh, it was ridiculous.
So that must be... So the copier, so the last one I worked on was a Sharp MX-M565N.
So that's newer. Okay. I think mine was like a 4110 or something like that.
Okay. And that's okay. So mine was fixed.
Yeah. So anyway, if there's a Sharp, older Sharp, you've got to do a bunch of weird settings because normally on a new scanner, you just put in SMTP dot what office365.com port 587.
Yeah.
Put the thing in, but this one, no, yeah, it was way more. And it was annoying. It was the most annoying part of the home migration, but it works now.
Do you have a link to that so I can put it in the show note and this will be the tech tip?
I'll have, it wasn't even one link. It was, a few different links. You know what? I think I do have a link. I think I've linked that. Somebody talked about all of them. Let me see. I might have it. I think I can find it, and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll find it. Because there was, I think, one site, if you dug through all the forums, it actually did say everything. Yeah, I'll find that.
You know what? I think I just found one. Because, so you're right. This was, I did have to do this. Because I have the link right here. Office 365 SMTP network scan to mail. And it goes through all the instructions and it shows for the SMTP settings you put in. You can put in the smtp.office365.com. The reply email address has to be in brackets. And then you have to enable SSL, enable SMTP authentication.
Does it say to go into SSL settings and change from low to medium?
No, let me go back up. It says, so this is, so for Sharp 2016 or later, and then there's instructions for pre-2016. So you probably had to do the pre-2016. Although that link went to nowhere.
That's helpful. Because I emailed myself a link in case I needed it. And I'm trying to find that link. But so I probably deleted it.
Here, I'll put a link in here and you can tell me if these look like yours. So the fix is to add the brackets to your sender address and then submit. Do not put brackets around the email address in the authentication portion of the settings. So that's pre-2016.
Okay, so that screen looks right. That looks right.
And there's two screenshots of a pre-2016 and a 2016 to current. And this is on a Sharp MX-3070 V as in Victor.
Yeah, but what it doesn't talk about...
Doesn't talk about going into the SSL settings like you were...
Yeah. And it doesn't talk about having to change it from low to medium, I don't think. So what does the copier guy want to say? Did he want to?
Oh, it was a long email. I only read part of it.
He would be great to get on a show and ask him.
Yeah, but he when I replied back with him, he said no, he's a little shy.
Because someone want to say, oh, here it is.
You found it.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Sweet.
So in here, I dug through this form and I found the combination of things that you need. It's a bunch of different, it's in the comments and stuff, but I got it working with what was in here.
Okay. All right. I will put those links in. And with that, you have now received a tech tip on the Podnuts Pro Show, and we are going to leave you with that. And when this show airs, because it will air at some point in time, you will have been happy that you muddled through and listened.
After you have paused the show and went and watched
Leonard Part 6.
And the Star Wars Holiday Show special.
Yep.
And now you get a tech tip. Which, if you ever have reason to do scanned email on an older Sharp, you'll be happy about.
Yes, you will. The type of knowledge that you can only glean from listening to Podnuts Pro. And with that, everyone, we thank you for listening and downloading the show. Please recommend us to all your friends.
Especially this show.
Especially this one. I want to see a lot of downloads. I don't even read the download stats, so just send us your email. And let me know what you think of Leonard Part 6 and the Star Wars Holiday Special.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you. All right, everybody. Have a good night or day or whenever you listen to this. Until next time, stop messing with your speaker thing. You're getting hums in my recording.
Oh. Okay.
Good night, everybody. Holla.